What's up? Welcome back to the Motion Student Podcast. Today I'm joined with Mitch Green again, and we're going to do some things kind of different today. We've not been walking through a normal sermon series. We haven't been obviously being able to meet, and so our content has been a little bit different, not sermon recap. But today we're just going to talk about, you know, walk through what our summer is going to look like. I want you as a student or as a parent listening to this to understand very clearly what's the point of our summer, what's the goal of our summer. And so we're going to do it kind of things backwards. Usually I'm asking Mitch questions and walking through that way, but actually Mitch is going to be asking me questions and just try to get the whole picture. Now, Mitch knows just as much about what's going on this summer because he's had to hear me talk about it the entire time, but super excited to get back together, and I'm not just saying that because I have to. I'm saying that genuinely. I have been longing to preach and get back together and see students and worship together. I mean, heck, on our live streams, it was just Adam singing by himself, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is exactly what I needed today. So, so Mitch, thanks for jumping on here.
Dude, yeah, I'm super excited. This is fun. So, parents, as Luke was saying, I mean, again, I know the answers to most of these questions because, you know, usually we share an office, we talk a lot, and again, I know that Luke's put a wild amount of thought into these things and with our leadership team. And so I'm going to almost be kind of playing the role of the parent. I'm going to be trying to ask questions that I think maybe you're wondering as it relates to this service. And again, you know, there's only so much you can put out in a couple minute video about details. And so I think this is just, I really like Luke's goal of just to have an attempt to say, let's have a longer version of saying what goes into all the decisions that are made for the 24th. So I'm excited to be here. It's going to be kind of fun. So I'll try to pose questions and not talk a lot more than I just did. So I might give some thoughts on it, though, because, again, I know that he's been thinking about this stuff a ton. So, all right, Luke, first question. Here we go. Yeah. Man, I wish we have a new podcast machine. I should have done the drum roll button. All right. What is the vision behind doing Sunday nights this summer?
Yeah, so when we were walking through what's going to be kind of our new normal for a while is, you know, we're adding a Sunday service. Which we're adding overflow in the house if we have too many people for specific services. So it became pretty quickly an understanding that the reality of having our normal Sunday morning transit, our normal Sunday night motion wasn't going to be an opportunity. And so when I was presenting in kind of an action plan to our leaders and to our senior leadership team, I really walked through what it would look like to do student ministry all in one, motion and transit together. And once we kind of captured this idea, and I was walking through some of this with our seniors about what it might look like, it pretty quickly became a reality that, you know, we could do middle school and high school together. So after we kind of made that decision, I got personally super excited about all of our students and volunteers being together for the very first time, all of us. Like, we're just going to ramp it up. We're going to do it big. You know, we know that the camp experience changed, so we're going to implement a lot of things that they would do at camp to our normal Sunday nights throughout the summer. So what's it going to look like is going to be a motion student ministries, a transit student ministries party all together at once, worshiping together and hearing the word of God.
Yeah, so you mentioned, I mean, obviously there's some things that excite you about high school and middle school students being together, and, you know, there are obviously some things that make that more difficult, but, I mean, first, what are the things that you're super pumped to have everybody in the room at the same time? Why?
Yeah, I think, we talk so much with the high school students about leading the younger students. Mm. Well, there's no better opportunity to do that when you're all in the same room at the same time. You know, I remember growing up and watching the older, you know, Ben Whiteheads of the world, Dalton Coxes of the world, saying, I want to worship like that one day. I want to pray like that someday. I want to be in the Word like that someday. And I didn't, you know, when I was at Stones Crossing, we didn't have middle school ministry. It was like, hey, read your Bible and we'll see it when you get to high school, you know? And so now we have an opportunity for the middle schoolers to sit in the room from fifth to eighth grade and see those high schoolers and specifically those juniors and seniors lead them by example. And so I got that example when I was a freshman in high school by the older students. But now, you know, this is really an opportunity for us across all grades in motion and transit and really be led by example. And truthfully, it's cool to see them all worship together in the same times. So we really only had that opportunity in, like, our conversations, those kind of programming. So it's going to be cool to see them all together.
So former youth pastor hat here. So tell me, I mean, there's a million, you obviously have always decided your programs are separate, high school, middle school. I get that this is only for a season. That's obvious to me. I mean, again, we sat down and we thought through what are the positives of being together, what are the negatives and all that stuff. But how is the teaching going to be done when you've got both of these groups in the room?
Yeah, so we'll do a mixed bag of basically two options. Option one being, hey, this is the gospel, and this is going to be presented to both 5th through 12th graders, and it's going to be presented in a way that the 5th grader understands it and the 12th grader understands it, and they all get energized behind the same thing. Like, for example, the first 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about why we gather. You know, why are we the church? Mm-hmm. When you go to Sunday morning, it's not they don't segregate between 51-year-olds and 60-year-olds. they don't say, well, yeah, the 70-year-old can't be in the room with the 40-year-old. They mm-hmm. say this is the gospel and it pertains to you for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And that's the same exact thing that's going to happen between a 5th and 12th grader. I think sometimes we hype up this idea that, you know, they can't even be in the same room at the same time. And even on my end, I thought, you know, walk through that as well. But I think that this is going to be a golden opportunity for, even in the messaging, to, for them to get united around mm-hmm. the same idea. Why we gather as the church doesn't change if you're a 5th or 12th grader. It's the same mission. It's the same vision.
Yeah.
And so we're gonna really push that when we're all together. And then sometimes we will, you know, option two is we will be separate at times when, you know, if we talk about identity, you know, which is a portion of the summer that we'll be talking about, we will split up into even male, female in some opportunities. Mm-hmm. And that's another awesome opportunity on Sunday nights is we have this entire space.
Yeah.
We've got the counseling room. We've got, you know, the family foyer and the two large group rooms. We've got the house. We have the auditorium. We have the lobby. On Sunday mornings, we don't have that opportunity. You know, so we're splitting our transit small groups up into, you know, Luke's office and Dave's office and, you know, trying to cram in like the little hallway we have in the office area there. So we'll have an awesome opportunity for our volunteers even to have a more intimate time in small groups.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I mean, again, I think in the idea behind this too, you know, for those who are listening, it's like we are trying to figure out what is the best environment for this season for our students. You know, and I know you put a lot of thought into that. And so it's like, it also, you know, gives us the opportunity to try some things that we would not do in the past.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't make a massive, you know, shift in your programming unless you have to. And so I'm excited kind of as a volunteer, but also as a staff member. It's like, you know, there are a lot of reasons why you would say you wouldn't put middle school and high school students together. And we've talked about that. I mean, that's where we started mm-hmm. when we were talking about all this, you know, but then again, it's like, well, maybe this is giving us the opportunity to evaluate a new environment,
yeah.
to see what it's like, to see how it works. And again, like you were saying, I think sometimes we underestimate what the student can hear. We underestimate what the students can do when they all get in the room together, what the messaging looks like. I mean, obviously, there are things you can do that can be strategic to make sure that the middle schoolers hearing it within their group and also the high schoolers hearing it with their group and still have everything up front at the same time. So I think that's really cool. I think that's really smart. You know, as it relates to I'll be honest, I lost my question.
No worries.
But no. So I was just thinking about kind of the practical side of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're talking about, okay, you've got leaders, rooms, spaces, everybody's in the building at this one time. You know, you talk big, but we're going to talk in a season where we're not saying things need to be big. What are you thinking about, like, practically?
Yeah.
What does this look like? I mean, this is I'm not a parent, but this is me putting on the parent hat and tell me if my kid comes, how are they going to be safe?
Yeah, so we have walked through extreme specifics on this topic, and the reason being is because we want you as a parent or even as a student to feel comfortable in the environment in which we're going to be putting you in. You know, some people are not still, you know, there's people out there that aren't going to the grocery store, you know, so it's hard to say, hey, you know, I promise you, you're going to be, you know, but on Sunday mornings, they're wiping down everything pre and post service. So forget Sunday mornings. You guys will be safe on Sunday mornings in terms of bringing your family to church.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding if that's not what you feel comfortable with. But on Sunday nights, the precautions are going to be drop off and pick up are going to look unique. Because those are going to be looking a way that, you know, we're going to really protect the lobby. We're not going to just come and have fellowship time at the start where normally you'd come in and you just talk and hang out and you congregate until we put you into chairs or seats. But we're going to have students walk in and walk directly to a table and sit down. And so you'll be getting a picture at some point of what the auditorium looks like, but we are using the same setup on Sunday morning so that we know that your students will be 6 feet apart and will be safe in a safe distance from one another. So drop-off is going to be very unique and different, and then this where the students will be seated. Yeah. So the only time that they will be up and moving is not for games, it's not for anything. You know, for worship, you'll simply just stand up and sit down. But we'll just be moving and dismissing by table to go to your small group. So even the way we dismiss, even the way we have students move is going to be different. And then on the food and drink side, which we often have, you know, fun cafe stuff for transit, and we have food for motion on Sunday nights, it will only be, you know, just things that are prepackaged. So you think about, you know, you can have a bag of chips and a water, you know, as a water bottle. Yeah. So we won't be doing any, you know, open container or pouring in, you know, it's like we will be taking those. If we do food, right, there will be, you know, our volunteers will be holding all this stuff with gloves on and with masks on. And so we even encourage students, you know, if that's something that you feel as a parent is important, send your kid with masks.
Yeah, you know, and Luke, so just kind of to summarize what I think you said. So games are going to be up front, right? There's not group games in the sense that everybody's running around together. They'll all be up front on the stage, separated. We've even talked about how we get camera angles and things to make sure that people are not so close on the stage.
Do want to speak about the games really quickly. Like the games is actually going to be one of the cooler portions to what we do.
Oh, I wanted to get to that too. Yeah.
It's because we are dreaming up some really cool games. And so we already have, we've bought everything. We're ready to go for the first Sunday night, which is May 24th. If you don't know that exactly, but May 24th from 6 to 7:30, but we have the first game is going to be incredible. And what it's going to do is there's going to be crowds, you know, the crowd is going to get involved in what we're doing, but it's going to be mainly, you know, like one student versus one student doing things separate from, like, you know, they're not going to be touching one another, things like that. But that doesn't mean you can't hype it up and have a good time.
Yeah, that's where it dips into the camp vibe.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
Definitely. Yeah. So again, I think a lot of that makes sense to me. I understand, you know, how you're if we're doing it on Sunday morning, there's a way to do it for Sunday night. You're actually talking less people in the building.
Yep.
You know, there's a way to keep everybody separate. I get what you're saying with food. That makes sense, you know. And again, like, you know, I know as I've talked with you, food's going to be very minimal, you know, but it's like if there's going to be food, we're thinking through the right way to do it. I mean, again, I think that's the thing that has been so interesting in this, and I know we're going to get to this at the end, but it's like we have sat down and thought about things to the point that it's almost painful.
Yeah. No. Like, and that's as we're speaking, you know, if you're a student or a parent, you can begin to think of like, oh my goodness, you're going to make us robots. And that's not the case either, right? There'll be a lot of fluidity to the night regardless. But it is important to me specifically that we are putting that if the parents are going to put the trust in us, then we're going to do the things that
we're going to do everything we need to do to make sure they feel safe.
Right.
I think, and again, it's like, I've seen that. I see it. I see it on the board. I see it in the meetings. I see the way we're thinking about it. I mean, we're really trying to, you know we should gather, which is why I think that series is huge. You know, that's a really good starting point. But at the same time, given this season, what does gathering look like? And I think that all makes a lot of sense to me. So let's get to the fun side. We talked through all the details and stuff. You talk about how it's going to look a little bit more like camp. It's going to be more stuff up front. You know, what are like, I know you've shared a little bit, but like, what are some of those things that like people can be excited for?
So one cool thing I'll just give you a sneak peek, but we're starting a new video series that's going to be involving some of our volunteers and some of our staff.
Yeah.
And so the first one now, there is a really cool student tribute video that'll be happening on week one. So students get excited about that. I'm really excited about that. That's actually going to be tied into our worship, which is super, super cool. But one of the videos that you guys will be seeing coming either week two or week three will be our staff karaoke, carpool karaoke, which we're going to be all in the same car, you know, some of us at the same time singing karaoke. And so it's just some cool opportunities like that. Some fun video series that we'll be doing, you know, 4 to 5 minute videos of the front end of our sessions that are just, you know, funny. But also some cool things that we're going to be doing is like, you know, at for the entire service, we're going to have a live stream for all the side screens and seeing what's going on stage. And like, it's just a unique opportunity, especially with a larger space and with more capabilities. Like there's just a ton of fun things that we can do in that room that we wouldn't have been able to do otherwise.
Exactly. You know, and I'm super pumped about that. So, you know, the tech side of things, I think it's like we are really pushing the limits on what we've ever done with tech in that room, mm-hmm. even more on Sunday night than we're going to be doing on Sunday morning. Right. I mean, we're doing some awesome things on Sunday morning, you know, mm-hmm. with we've re-upped our live stream. We have a new service we're using. We've done a lot of stuff to grow in that mm-hmm. effort. But then Sunday night, we're like, man, we're going to have the cameras on the screen live in the room so you can see it more from wherever you're at so you can interact with it. I mean, mm-hmm. it's gonna feel more like you're going to camp.
Yeah.
You're at a setting yeah. where it's like, this is something special. This is something yeah. different. And I think that's the thing I appreciate the most about the way you've been approaching this is you're like, I want, in a season where everything's been stripped away,
yeah.
like, I want to think about what is the safest way I can do things, mm-hmm. but I can do things that are exciting for yeah. these kids. I mean, it's like your heart is so in the, like, mm-hmm. I want to create something for them. That's smart. I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to be dumb about it, but I want to create something for our ministry and for our students that they're excited about. Yeah. You know, and that's every youth pastor at some mm-hmm. level, but just in this season, I'll be honest, and I want to do zero dogging on other youth groups and other church. It's really easy to just say we're not going to meet. Yeah. That's a really easy solution right now. Mm-hmm. But you've said, you know, no, you know what? Like, we're going to meet, and it's going to add a ton of work to me.
Yeah,
it's going to take a ton of effort managing volunteers, getting everybody there, trying to be safe, cleaning the building up front, games, preparing, videos, yeah. all this jazz. But I'm going to do this because I want the students to experience something in the midst of this season that blesses them, that they enjoy, that they can be excited about, yeah. like a bright spot in this. So I mean, I'm kind of raving. I'm a raving fan about yeah. this, but no, I'm just excited that you care that much.
I want the students to know that, like, your camp experience has been taken. And we're going to be doing what we're calling, in quotes, camps on June 3rd and 4th for middle school and 25, 26, and 27 for high school. But it will not be the same. And I'm not going to mm-hmm. act like it's going to be the same. But for students, I want you to know that we are putting every effort into our Sunday nights so that we can feel like we have somewhat of a camp experience all summer long. Not to overhype things or to make finicky things, but to make things like, take elements of both Camp Allendale and CIY that are really cool and that bring a lot of value to our experience over the summer and implement those into our Sunday nights experience. So if you're a student out there, I want you to be excited about gathering again. I want you to be excited about worshiping with everyone again. I mean, we're taking, you know, what respectively was just transit and was just motion. Now we're worshiping all as one. I think that's going to be exciting in itself, and just using opportunities to be in a larger space to lean into what God has for us this summer. And I want you to be excited about it. I want this to be a time where students can press in instead of take the summer off.
Yeah. So students, I mean, I hope you're excited about it. I think he's put a lot of effort into it. Okay. All right. What are you, 24 now?
Yep.
You're 24, I'm 30, okay? Mm-hmm. So obviously a 24-year-old, a 30-year-old who don't have teenagers, we can sit in the room and we can say, we're super excited about this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, there's got to be people out there that are like, okay, what does the decision-making process look like? So yeah. tell me, like, and I know the lengths of this, mm-hmm. but just kind of share with them, like, what you've been thinking about, how you've been figuring this stuff out. Have you talked to students, leaders in the church, all that jazz? How have you came to this conclusion?
Yeah, so I really pressed in to, I really wanted the perspective of the student before making any kind of gung-ho decision like this, just because, you know, especially for our seniors, like you said, so much is moving and shaking for their stuff. Like, they, you know, their spring, you know, all of their things were taken from them. Prom was taken from them. As a high school senior, I want their summer, you know, I always see their summer as the last summer is like their last hurrah. Like, let's do it big for the seniors so that they can feel mm-hmm. like we love them and we welcome them. And a large thing I've got from meeting with the seniors over and over and over was them saying, we would love and welcome the opportunity to meet with middle schoolers, to lead yeah. them and you know, forget like carrying off in the sunset, like actually helps let them see what it can be like when mm-hmm. they begin to grow in their faith and grow up. And so that was something that got my engine going. I got super excited.
Well, let me ask you this, because I know the answer. We've talked about this, but What did you say? What did we both say our response would have been if we were students?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would have been frustrated, right? I would have been like, yeah. This is tough, because like my whole high school career here, I've been just with the high schoolers, and now once again, like, I didn't have that middle school camp experience. I didn't have those middle school Sunday morning experiences. And so it's a unique time where the students, I think, are taking this very seriously and an opportunity to help, you know, be an example.
Well, it's a special senior class, too.
Yeah, it is.
Where they want to lead. They 100%. Want to be involved. They want to. So I think it's really, I mean, it's encouraging that that was their response. And then it also gives you the opportunity to say that we can do something like this.
That's right.
You know, if they don't like the idea and they're just saying, nope, not coming, going to stay home, you know, which, again, that's why we ask students these things. You know, then it's like, well, that's not going to work. Yeah. But if they're saying that they can step into this, see it as an opportunity to lead, to also be involved, to enjoy it themselves, it's like, this is a great thing. And, again, we're not talking about something that, like, we're kidding ourselves. We're like, this is what we're doing for forever. You know, this is not some big unveil, but in this season, it's actually been something to be able to get excited about.
And something that I told some of the high schoolers I was meeting with over this past, you know, quarantine season was like, man, you get those middle schoolers in the room and they're going to worship. Like they get excited. And like, I think that actually, you know, our students for the first time can feed off one another in growing towards their relationship with Jesus. And like, that's the whole goal of student ministries at the bottom line. It's not for me to put up cool experiences for the students. It's not for me to have the perfect game. It's not for me, you know, to come up with the, you know, most intricate sermon series in the world. It's so that the students know who Jesus is and they follow after him with all they can.
Absolutely.
And the best way we're going to do that in this season is to come in the room together and worship together, hear the word of God together, and respond together.
Yeah, well, Luke, I mean, I'm pumped about it. Is there anything else you kind of want to say before
the only thing I want to say is, like, students, I want to see you on May 24th. Like, this is going to be stinking exciting and fun. And I'm just the fact that we get to gather again, I'm excited about having all the volunteers in the room, middle school and high school, ready to roll, ready to lead small groups, ready to do student ministry again. And honestly, if this is not something you feel comfortable with,
let's talk about that real quick before we go.
We will be streaming our services live on the Motion Facebook page and on the YouTube page, Stones Crossing Students YouTube page. So if that's something that you'll be home for a time, or your parents at least want to, you know, take a week off and see what it's going to be like, whatever, that will be
get
available
involved online.
For you.
Yeah. Watch what's going on. Again, the technology side of this that we gain from shifting to that room, and the things that we're going to be doing are going to be awesome. Again, we want to see you there because we want to be together. But we understand that everybody's handling this differently. People are at risk. There's different processes. Everybody's trying to be safe with the information that they're gathering about this. And so if you happen to stay home, you know, we will be able to still reach you through technology in ways that we've never done before. Right. You know, so that even boosts itself up a little bit. Well, 100%. Luke, before we get off here, man, I just kind of in the spirit of this, I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about your passion for it. I mean, I've months, you know, we've been sitting, you know, as we do, and you've been telling me what you're thinking, and, you know, I've been able to give my input, and you've thought about things, and you've met with different leaders, and you're just trying to figure out, you know, like, you know, Scott's input, what is the right thing? I'm excited, but we're kidding ourselves that if we walk into this and we think we have it all figured out, that we're spot on. So I would like to say, let's just end this thing in prayer. Man, because I you know, we want the Lord to move. We've got a new opportunity, and we want God to move in our students' hearts this summer. We had a plan for what the summer looked like, and it was nothing like this.
Right.
And God's shaken it. He's rocked it. And here we are, and now we're creating a new opportunity out of this that I'm excited about, and I hope students, you're excited about too. So let's just pray it out. So, I mean, you want to pray? And
yeah, I'll just close in saying this. Like, if you're a student hearing this, I don't want you hearing like, I'm not putting extra hype around something that doesn't deserve extra hype. Like, this is, you know, I'm not just trying to give you the smoke and mirrors. Like, this is something that we are really, really excited about. Like, you know, just the opportunity, man, I want to worship with you guys. I want to be with you guys again. And this is how we're going to get to do that. And so that is so exciting to me. My wife is like, you need to go do something ministry related or you're going to lose your mind. So
we're pumped about it. So. I mean, you're pumped. We're pumped. Yeah. So, well, let's close out in prayer. I mean, you want to pray?
Yeah. Pray, Father, we come to you, God. We praise you and thank you, God, that we know that your plans are better than our plans. Your ways, Father, are better than our ways. God, let us put our hope and trust in you, Jesus. God, let us not act like we have the best plan. Let's act like we have the best programming. Let's not act like we have the best anything. But God, we have the relationship with Jesus Christ, who gives us hope, who gives us strength, and God gives us an opportunity to stand firm in the name of Jesus above anything else. So God, I just want to pray for the students, Lord, that you give them just this energy, Lord, that you give them excitement about getting back together and worshiping King Jesus together. Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life, God, and that we want to put our hope in you in all things. God, I pray for this summer. Lord, would it be whatever you want it to be? Would we focus our eyes upon you and let us see the things of the Father over the pandemic, over the inconveniences, but God, we just put our hope in you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we will see you on the 24th.